AOCT, and you know I'm with the homies.
Hey, man, the kid Ferrari Simmons.
And I am your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo. Y'all, it's late. Come wait, on wait, now. We've been doing this too, for 3 years now.
You got to do it too,
I did. I didn't know you didn't hear me. Is there a delay on me?
It might be.
Man, let's get right into it because I got some shit to say.
Let's get it.
What you trying to talk about, boy?
Just in case you missed
it. Oh, man. One of I'm an estranged fan of Tory Lanez because I loved his music for so long. And then, you know, the headlines has forced me to negate playing his music. But I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan of the music. I don't want to say I'm a fan of the person, but I'm definitely a fan of the music. And he went on live and said he's innocent, y'all. Like, he said he didn't do it, guys.
I'm not here to disrespect her or throw her under the bus, but it comes to a certain standpoint where I just can't let my character be assassinated for things that are not even really true, like, and for falsified narratives and information. I look at her like she's still my friend. In the times that we were together, or me as a person, where it's like, yo, do y'all want me to just sit here and just allow my name to be assassinated, my character to be assassinated, everything that I worked for to get here to just be assassinated for something that I did not do?
He went on live. That's what I wanted him to say when Megan did her part. I wanted him to go on live the same night. He's like, what the hell is you talking about? I didn't do it. But damn, Tori, you said it after Meg said it.
I just feel like they're going to have this whole case online before it even touches the courthouse.
It's on Instagram.
Okay, listen. So at this point, everybody knows what the situation is. Megan is claiming that Tory Lanez shot her.
Yes, this nigga Tory shot me.
And that she made it seem like it happened intentionally. You know, she said somebody was trying to cause her harm, which would make you think that it was done on purpose. And Tory was completely quiet, saying that he didn't have nothing at all to say about it. But then he popped up with an album. And unfortunately, I really hate to say this, the music is good. Like, it sucks that the music is so good. And it's, you know, based around this incident that he had with Megan and her friend. But now a lot of people are saying that they don't believe that it happened the way that Megan is describing it. And of course, it's making you question it even more now that Tory won't stop talking.
I hate that this is coming off like I'm trying to come for her. And this is what I'm having to endure and watch when I'm knowing certain facts. It gets to this place where I'm just like, bro, like, this is not me, and I don't deserve this. I never have been somebody who's had domestic cases. So now it gets to this point where she posts this picture of her foot, and some people think it's real, some people don't think it's real, and it gets to this place where some people are just not believing. She says, I was shot from behind. But that contradicts with the first post, because you said somebody came out to hit you with malicious harm and danger. How can you even identify criminal or malicious intent if you're not seeing what's going on behind you?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
The percentages are starting to decrease for supporting Meg and starting to say, wait a minute. I don't want to say that they're starting to increase to say that they're supporting Tory. I think that the people are saying, wait a minute, hold on now.
We don't have all the information.
Ooh.
It seems like somebody's leaving something out, and that ain't where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think some people's perception really started to shift when there was this photo that started floating around of Tory Lanez and Megan's ex-best friend. So word on the street is Megan found out that night, the ladies found out that night that they were both messing around with Tory. I guess Tory, you know, had a way of keeping it a secret, keeping it safe from both the ladies. And they end up finding out. They get into an altercation. Tory's security guard has actually spoken out saying that Tory and Megan's ex-best friend were tussling over the gun, and that the girlfriend actually accidentally shot the gun. Did y'all hear that story?
I'm outside. My weapon is in the car. Tory and Meg get the arguing. Kylie's outside at the pool still. Tory and the girl in the car start arguing. Meg walk out because she find out such and such. Tory been messing with both of the women in the car. You know how that go already. Tory got in trouble. Meg hops out the car. Tory and the girl fighting over the gun. the gun accidentally goes off in the midst of them fighting for it, and the girl shoots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that. And, you know, and this is Ferrari, I think it's a possibility of it being what happened, but then at the same time, Meg went on Instagram Live and said, "You shot me.
You shot me."
That was the trigger, a statement that made everybody be like, "Hold on, now, damn, bro, we don't support that. We don't support dudes who, you know, put a woman's life in danger with a gun." You know what I'm saying? Like that. I mean, just physical violence, any type of violence towards a woman is not supported on that front. But my thing is, when she said that, everyone fell back from Tory Lanez. And here he comes and says,
"Something that I did not do?
That ain't what happened." And he just kind of, he also saying he not a snitch and he not going to say exactly what happened. Did y'all catch that in the live?
I didn't catch that part, but I'm sorry. When certain people say stuff like that in these types of situations, you sound stupid talking about I ain't no snitch. Boy,
all I can say is, man, there's four people. There was an illegal firearm there. And I just want to see these four people in court under oath telling the truth, so we can really unpack this thing, because it's a lot of speculation and I don't really choose to speculate, but I think it will prevail in court and we will see. Time will tell.
But notice how Kylie Jenner just don't be nowhere.
Okay, she's like,
they definitely said that Kylie's ass was right there, and I'm trying to figure out right where, because ain't nobody trying to specify where the girl was at.
Yeah, Kylie got other things going on, so she I think she's trying to get pregnant again for Travis Scott, but she ain't heard that from me. Okay, continue.
Yeah. What Kylie was at McDonald's trying to get that Travis Scott meal.
It's lit.
Period.
Yeah, she's trying to get that beef.
Oh my God, how did we get there? Do y'all think that she was getting Tory Lanez beef?
I don't think she was getting Tory Lanez beefcake. I think Tory Lanez wanted to give her his beefcake, but
I think she was just entertaining him at that point.
You know, and you know, you can keep in mind they're probably under the influence. It could have been, you know, some marijuana, some alcohol in the vibe. And you know how you're just a little bit more open to receiving beefcake or giving beefcake. So, I mean, you know, I think that was the vibe. But then when you snap out of it, you probably was like, I'm glad I didn't let Tory give me his beefcake.
Wow.
What a soundbite.
What a soundbite, Lord have mercy.
But moving right along, more seriousness news. Christian King Combs released a single, A Legacy, that pays tribute to his late mother, Kim Porter. Oh, and I thought that was super dope. That's a dope gesture by a young black African-American man saluting his mom. And you can tell he's still hurting, but he's doing his best to continue to, you know, stay positive, because losing your mom, man, you know, losing your mom and your grandma, depending on who raised you, is just one of the hardest things ever. So
it's so crazy how much Christian looks like his father, Diddy. And then to see this and images of him and his mom, I don't know why, but it was kind of nostalgic. It definitely made me think of Diddy and Kim Porter and how she had been his muse for years. But what else I think is really cool about it is in the video, it does include, you know, obviously photos and videos of him and Kim, but he also did take a moment to honor Colin Kaepernick and the Black Lives Matter movement, which is so necessary. So shout out to this young man for really allowing himself to be vulnerable, you know, especially in these times. So,
and I think he is such a dope artist, man. And I feel like he's paced himself throughout this game, and he will be long lasting as far as rap goes, and really taking his dad's legacy to the next level.
I agree.
I agree. Speaking of legacy, though, your boy Michael Jordan opens up a second Novant Health Clinic in Charlotte for uninsured patients. Like
LeBron got that fire up under his ass.
LeBron James.
Wait a minute now. Let's just LeBron focus on the that. Glory of Hold Michael on, Jordan. Why we?
LeBron got that fire under his ass. Now you want to be what's that word?
A humanitarian.
Yeah, now you want to be a large humanitarian.
A leader.
A large humanitarian.
But I will say, if we rewind a little bit, I know we throw the LeBron jokes in there. Michael Jordan did say he was never good at stuff like that. He never, you know, he didn't know how to, or, you know, he just wanted to play basketball.
And that's what I tell people all the time. I think Michael Jordan's main focus was winning by any means necessary. His interest wasn't in nothing but winning.
That's all he wanted to do. LeBron's better. Anyway, he opens a second Novant Health Clinic in Charlotte for uninsured patients, which I think is dope. Continue to do that. You know, he's from North Carolina, so that's why it's only right he owns the Charlotte Hornets, and he's doing so much things in North Carolina. But I think he should also, if I can give some advice, which I don't think he needs my advice, but I think he should open some of these in Chicago, because, you know, he's loved and revered in Chicago.
Listen, I just want to say, I think it's so dope how, you know, our celebrities and our athletes, our musicians are really getting into philanthropy on the next level.
That was like the word I wanted to say, philanthropy.
There you go, my bad, brother, my bad, brother. But, you know, it's more than, you know, the coat drives and the shoe drives, which are all very necessary and very helpful. But these people are taking these millions of dollars and these relationships that they have and learning how they can truly make an impact for years to come. And I love that our people are really getting into this. There's a lot that we might not benefit from in our lifetime, but at least we know the next generation is getting set up right.
Right.
So thank y'all.
Speaking of next, the next presidential debate, Suzanne, can you elaborate
Lord
on that?
Have mercy. Okay, so basically, America is a shit show right now. We are the biggest laughingstock of the entire world. And the first presidential debate that went down between Donald Trump and presidential candidate Joe Biden was a mess. Donald Trump could not shut the hell up. He did not understand or respect the rules, which clearly we already know that about this man based off of the 3-4 years he's been in office. And it was so bad that they have decided that they will mute microphones at the next debate.
Wow.
So if you don't shut the hell up, the moderator or somebody is going to mute your mic. And I don't think this has ever happened before in the history of presidential debates in the United States.
I feel like even when the mics are off, Trump is still going to be talking.
Definitely. It's not going to stop him from moving his fucking mouth. It's just going to keep us from hearing it. But
look, he's
going
to the point. I feel like Trump will be so petty and get to the point. If he can't get what he got to say, he's going to run over to Joe Biden's mic and talk whatever
he got
to say.
And start coughing with his nasty
Joe
COVID
Biden better
ass.
Slap fire from his ass if he do that.
Joe Biden ain't got the strength to do that now, okay?
I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. Why is the president of the United States so far out of the demo of the people who actually make America great, actually? How about that? Go ahead.
Because we're still using the same tired-ass system that we used when they first came up with this entire thing. Mm-hmm. Nothing has changed. Nothing has been modified.
I need a 45-year-old president.
And you got old fogies like Mitch McConnell up in the White
yes,
House.
Yes, we have all these super young, creative entrepreneurs. This is where the needle is moving. Why is this not reflected in politics?
Guys, why do all of our... Let me just rephrase it. Why do all of our presidents look the day about to die? Why?
We
need a president that's like 40 years old. He's in the demo. He's on his foot is to the ground. His ear is to the ground. He in these streets.
Yeah, we definitely have to continue to fight and educate ourselves on what the system is, how it really works, so that we can get into it and help change it, because this doesn't work for 2020. Like, this don't work. The same way that school curriculum has to change, this system of a false justice system has to change. Did the ancestors just touch us all? OCT?
Hello. You know what else is coming to an end? Is the Fast and Furious franchise.
Oh,
they need to be done already, man. Once my boy passed away and they gave us that weird ass outro on that last one where he just riding. Remember that one? I forgot what number it was. He was just riding, and then everybody was just riding with him because the scene wasn't completely finished.
Yeah, well, they only got 2 more movies, and then they're going to close it out.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since, actually, so yeah. Okay.
I don't know. The last one that I saw, I'm typically not, you know, a race car movie type of person, but I did enjoy them. I do remember enjoying just like, you know, the storylines and how real some of the moments were. So I felt really bad for a lot of the fans that, you know, went batshit crazy. And
Paul Walker was his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully.
Because he was in the first one.
Yeah, my favorite one is the Fast and Furious 3, I believe, or 2.
Mine was 2 with Tyrese. That's
yes.
The one, because Tyrese
first came on the scene. That's the one. That's the one I love.
Yeah, Tyrese gave it a little flavor. You know what I'm saying? But I think for what the you know, the foundation of the films are, like, these fans are sad. And I feel y'all, man. That's how I feel about Black Panther.
I stuck with it, too, because remember Ludacris was in there. And he was, at that time, he was one of the first rapper, like, actors in a series, in a movie series that had a reoccurring role. And I thought that was dope.
And see, a cool fun fact is, you know, Ja Rule was supposed to be the rapper actor that was in the Fast Five franchises, but he chose to go on tour.
You know, I was about to go on tour, and it was a decision to be made. Okay, I'm going to go, because I really, really love acting. I really wanted to do the films. But it's a decision now. All right, you know what I'm saying? I go do Fast and Furious for $500,000, or I go on tour and make $12 to $14 million. You can look at it now in Monday Morning Quarterback situation and be like, Fast and Furious, seven joints later. Vin Diesel wasn't coming back for the second one. Mm-hmm. The director, Rob Cohen, wasn't coming back for the second one. So it looked like a sinking ship.
I never knew that.
Fun fact of the day by OCT.
You feel me? And you know what? That has become the highest grossing movie series in Universal Pictures history.
Okay, so do y'all think if Ja Rule actually did this, it would have changed his career in any bit?
Yeah.
You know, so y'all think Fire Festival would have actually happened if he had done Fast and Furious? Not for real.
But Fire Festival was going to happen regardless. And that dude who's going to do something strange for a piece of change was going to be about there regardless.
But think about how many doors that opened for Ludacris. I think he's made more money off movies than he's made off of music. He's openly said that.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that Ja Rule could have fulfilled that role as well as Ludacris?
Ja Rule was a good actor. Like
he was, definitely.
He had some good movies before them, you know, in the early 2000s, and I think he could have done a good job in Fast Furious. So who knows? But he missed out on that chick.
Yeah, dog. I ain't gonna cap to you. Yeah.
When you go That's back tough. And think about stuff like that, it still stings. And it ain't even my money. And I feel bad for Ja Rule.
Man, you know who I feel bad for? The people that are in Miami voting.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Come on.
The headlines read, Miami police officer seen wearing a pro-Trump mask inside of a polling location. So in the photo, Officer Daniel Ubeda is seen wearing a Trump 2020 face mask, which is, listen, what you want to do on your personal time is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But as a police officer, you work for the people.
In uniform.
Yes. You are in complete uniform at the
Protect
at a polling
and serve
site.
All.
At a polling site. Now, people know what this Trump administration has been doing. They inflict fear. Okay. They are on some old America time. Like, they want to make America great again by going back in time. And that's just not what we're doing. So for this police officer to wear this mask, a lot of people feel like it is voter intimidation. And I am one of those people who agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
No, that's what it is. And it was done in a way that, you know, it was easy to spot. I think he was doing that on purpose, but hey.
He 100% did it on purpose. We already know that a lot of these police officers feel superior when they put these uniforms on. They feel like they cannot be touched. They can break the law. They can do whatever they want to do. It is a gang. It is a real gang.
Yeah.
A lot of them are in it. And they live by the gang rules. So for him to do that as a police officer, we have to hold these people accountable. In my opinion, he should be completely fired and never be able to serve again.
Yeah, the police department hasn't said if they were going to discipline him or not.
And the fact that they haven't said that is a problem for me.
It is too. You know what another problem for me is? NASCAR.
Yeah. What's that man's name?
Kyle Larson.
Yeah, how long was he suspended for?
Well, I know that the incident happened in April. So if y'all don't know, Kyle Larson is a NASCAR driver and he was suspended after using the N-word while playing in an online racing event. And of course, you know, it was one of those things where other people can, you know, either join or tune in and watch the race and stuff like that. And I guess at one point he thought his mic was off and he definitely used the N-word. So he was suspended and now he's back. Now he will be back starting January 1st, 2021. I guess they figured that was all the punishment he needed.
Yeah, they say he spent the last 6 months fulfilling the requirements set by NASCAR. I guess, you know.
Set by a white company.
Sounds about white, guys.
Come on, That's white cool. people.
And they say that he has taken several voluntary measures to better educate himself, I guess, about race and using the N-word. Can't use it in public,
they,
buddy.
Listen, we all know that they all say it. We all know that these police officers are, you know.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the movie White Chicks when they're in the car and then they play a song and they're saying the N-word and then they cut the song and they're like, oh my gosh.
Guys, I can't believe that you just said that.
So? Nobody's around. Yeah.
And then the white girls are singing the N-word word for word, line for line.
Yeah, I mean, shit, they say, listen, man, they say this shit. They say this shit. They say it more. How about this? They say it probably more than we say it.
They do. Listen, the reality is,
acting like they don't say it. They say it.
They say it all the time. They say it, you know, in the club, in front of everybody.
When we cut them off in traffic.
Yep, they say it all the time. And I mean, it's sad because the reality is the system is created to protect these white folks. It was literally from the time that they created the laws and the rules and the Constitution, black people were not in mind. They didn't give a fuck. Black people weren't even considered full human beings at that time.
We were considered the eighth of a person or some shit like that.
Yes, like
don't get me started. A third or whatever it was.
Three fifths of a person. You know, and it's just like, I don't understand why people have a hard time understanding that. If the rules or the laws or the or anything has not changed, and we got all these old white folk with all this old white generational money and all this old white racism, why the hell do we think it's going to change? Listen, the freedom that we think we have is fake. It's a perception. They let us do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Niggas can buy cars and houses and spend money and all that stuff, and we think we're free. Look at the system. Look at how many black people are always affected by the system. This no-knock warrant stuff, I promise y'all, I don't know for a fact, but in my heart, they created that for niggas. They created that for black folk to be able to run up in your house at 3:00 in the morning, unidentified, and use the fact that you are defending yourself because you don't know what's going on in your house as a means to kill you and to justifiably kill you. If y'all don't understand these things, something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong with this company in Florida, too. They said that if Donald Trump does not get elected, some of the employees will be out of a job for good.
I did see that. And you know what? When I read that headline, I said, I definitely scratched my head. Then I went to go read a little bit of it, and I was still scratching my motherfucking head.
Yeah, I don't really have no comment on that. I think that's trash.
I'm not understanding the connection. The man said if Donald Trump wins, the company will be able to, you know, function as they have been. But if Biden wins, he may have to be forced to lay people off permanently. What is the relation? What are you talking about?
Right.
Is Donald Trump like giving you and your company some side money that we don't know about?
Tax break.
Is what he's been doing? Like, exactly. Like, y'all want... It's so sad that there are people that want to be able to break the law to benefit themselves but continue to hurt the rest of the people. It is sad and selfish and disgusting. But you know what? I guess that is the American way.
Hello. And for those that don't know, the president of an Orlando, Florida company, Daniels Manufacturing, a company that makes tools and electronics for aerospace and military clients, told his employees that if Joe Biden beats Donald Trump, some of the employees will be laid off permanently, which is whack to me.
Like, what does that mean? Does that mean like the people that you think didn't vote for Trump are gonna get fired? Because that's clearly what it's gonna be. So then now,
like, that's an intimidation tactic.
It is. So now, how do we hold these people accountable?
Right.
How? Because this is not okay.
And you're playing with people's lives and jobs and money. Like,
no, I agree.
We are surrounded by racism. We are literally surrounded.
But wait, guys, you know what? I want to stop and say and give some flowers to a group of people who deserve them.
All right.
And it's the young people. The younger generation don't give a damn about no racism. They do not like racism. They do not like this old ass way of things happening. And I want to say that I think it's going to be some changes happening. I don't know how soon. But this is the generation that we're seeing. It's called Generation Z, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, not millennial.
Yep, Generation
we're
Z.
We're the millennials. I'm the oldest of the millennial. But you still have younger millennials. But Generation Z, the next one, they don't see racism. They don't see the things that our grandfather, our grandparents saw. They see equality. They see everyone being equal. So I want to take the time to say to the younger generation that's coming up, they're going to be the ones that's really going to change our future. And when we become old, you feel me?
Right. We need y'all. We really need y'all.
And I feel like those families who are trying to push that narrative on their kids of racism, they're able to have the internet to go and see like, hey, what you're saying is not right.
Yes.
And they're able to challenge their parents and their loved
ones. That's what I'm saying. That's what's happening. Mm-hmm. When we were doing the protesting here in Atlanta, it was some young white girls that were out there, and their parents did not want them to be out there. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's not right. We didn't grow up like you. One of my best friends is black. One of the best athlete on our volleyball team is black. And I was just like, wow, okay. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to take some time to highlight.
I love that. Because you know that, what? Diversity, you know what I'm saying, needs to be celebrated. You know, when you think about, it's so funny, you know, people will say, oh, Baller Alert, you know, it's a black urban media company. It's an urban
Urban.
And you already know when they're saying urban, what exactly they're talking about. Black. But we are so diverse. We get so many letters from people of different backgrounds, from different cultures, different colors. When you even go through the comments, it's like, because, you know, we do be comment creeping, okay? So we might be comment creeping, and you can see a Latino, a Asian, a Ethiopian, Eritrean. Like, you can see everything. And I just wish that we can understand and value the fact that diversity has to be celebrated. If diversity did not exist, y'all would be eating the same stuff over and over and over again, okay? It ain't finna be no Chinese food. It ain't no feijada. There's nothing. None of that. So, Generation Z, thank you all so much for being as open and humane as you guys are. My only ask is that you guys do better than some of us and educate yourselves on the political system inside and out so that you guys can really make a change for the better.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Great, making a great, change great. For the better, you know? Great that is what it's all about. Let's take it over to some sports, though, Rari.
Man, you know, sports was pretty decent. I'll just summarize it real quick. You know, the World Series is happening. My Atlanta Braves didn't make it. It's Tampa Bay Rays and the LA Dodgers. LA Dodgers are up 1-0 in the series.
I'm gonna just say it's the Falcons' fault that the Braves didn't make it. I'm gonna just say that
the Braves was playing good though this year.
Yeah, we could be
well, when the Falcons won, the Braves lost. Did y'all notice that?
Okay, guys,
the Falcons always losing.
Guys, let's not dwell on that. I
love you, Falcons, but I just want to state facts. When the Falcons won, the Braves lost.
Okay, the 49ers climbed back to 500. They beat the Rams 24-16. They didn't throw the ball enough to my tight end, but that was okay because of fantasy football stuff. They were 0-2. The Rams fell 0-2 against teams outside of the NFC East, losing 24-16 to the 49ers. The San Francisco improved to 3-3 and first of the brutal 7-game stretch that they got coming up, because they got some tough games coming up. Kyler Murray home and blew out the Cowboys. I love when the Cowboys lose. I will say this.
They're
one of the most annoying fan bases every year.
Can I ask you a question? Why is Cowboys the most hated team?
I'm gonna tell y'all. You ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Every year they could be good, sorry, ass cheeks, whatever, whatever. They could suck. Their fan base think that they're going to the Super Bowl. They win one game, and
every
you feel
year.
Like their fan base wins the Super Bowl. An individual game, they brag and they talk smack, mm-hmm. and they just get all in your face. You be over here like, calm down.
Yeah, it seems like you either really love the Cowboys or you really hate them.
I hate Cowboys.
They're the one between.
Cowboys lost.
Is Hookah Boys a Cowboys fan? Okay, yeah, yes. Because like as you're saying this, I'm like literally having visuals of all the posts that I see people make, especially about the Cowboys. And you're right, they definitely be talking big boy shit, but it don't seem like they ever make it.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Sorry, Simon. Man. Your hookahs are great, though. The new ones are fire.
Well, that wraps it up for In Case You Missed It and the Sports Report. And we'll be back after this.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Message. So now it's time for Baller Mail. Hey, ladies, I need your help on this one, Su Solo OCT.
All
okay.
Right. Let's go.
Dear Rari, I have two men and I can't help but think that I'm a thot. I can't be satisfied with one man. The problem is my two men don't know about me having two men. Should I let them both know that I want them both in my life, or keep it silent and keep it going smooth with no drama because I will not get caught?
What is the goal here?
She says she cannot be satisfied with one man.
She wants two beefcakes.
Okay. For the time being.
All right, sis, why are you going to hold you? This situation sounds pretty familiar. Okay, it sounds a little familiar to me. Now, what I will just say is... what I will say is, sis, you're not a thought, okay? You are a human being who has natural human desires, and sometimes I question if monogamy is even a real thing, sis. So you might be in the same boat as me, and I'm not going to judge you for how you feel. Now, in the words of my mentor, Ferrari Simmons, you got to keep it real, though. You got to tell them that this is what you're doing. Because, first of all, one thing is you never know. They might be with it. You know what I'm saying? They might feel like they don't want to be in an exclusive relationship with you anyway. So they don't care if you're seeing someone else. Or maybe that person does care and is, you know, could ask you or try to learn what it is that you feel you're missing from that person. And then that person wants to try to give it to you. So the best thing to do is to be real. But look, sis, don't feel bad for being a human being that, you know, can't decide. It's okay.
Now, I agree with that. You know, I just say honesty is the best policy. So I agree with, like, letting everybody know just so everybody can be cool and safe.
And she might not even be sleeping with both of them. Sometimes, you know, one person is like, you know, an emotional connection, you know, someone that you have great conversation with.
Well, she said thought, so I was just assuming.
She said she's a thought, so that means she getting, tossed up, stir fried, and sideways. She getting her face in the pillowcase, Sue. Her face and her back blown out by both guys. They give them both of her the Garcia sausage, the beefcake.
Y'all
the
don't
patty,
know how she doing it.
According to what has been said.
I can go on 4 months, on 4 dates
she's
in a month.
She's giving
you don't know that.
Guys.
Leave my sister alone. Y'all be attacking these ladies.
Throw baby.
I'm not mad. I just said,
wow. I'm trying to give it to you. Throw baby. That is exactly what the hell is going on.
Sis is on her savage shit, okay? Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Peace out. Uh-huh, sis. I'm with you.
Okay, hold up. Okay. Let me say something. I just want to tell you, boo. This is a dangerous game you playing. Because when men get emotionally attached to that box, we tend to get violent when we find out somebody else is destroying that box and got you the same way that I got you. We start thinking about, oh, so you do the moves on him too? Oh, yeah? Oh, wait a minute. You put your mouth on him? Oh, wow. So wait, is he having sex with you raw also? Oh, wow. I'm going to go find him and kill him because there's no way that another man could have my box the same way that I have my box. And what if these guys know each other? What if they work together? Now, she done fucked around and did some shit that's going to go on the news because this guy and the other guy, they going to fight. And it's going to be with deadly weapons. I'm just letting you know, that shit right there is how guys hurt each other.
Sound like you guys need to control yourselves.
No, listen, I'm just letting you know. When
y'all
we
just
have
be
one vagina, I'm just saying, when we have one vagina that we fall in love with, I'm not saying that these guys are falling in love with the vagina. I'm just saying if it's a possibility that this can become deadly. Because men, it is taken back to the Stone Age when guys had rocks and no guns. Guys will kill each other. Look at lions. They damn near kill each other over the lioness. This is nature, man. Baby, you need to go ahead and fall back. Either both know what's going on. Don't do that little sneaky shit. Because boy, oh boy, that shit could potentially be deadly, man. Which will lead me to my future thoughts later on. But that's neither here nor there. Just stay tuned for that.
You're listening to the Baller Alert Show.
So if you don't know, Ice Cube has been receiving backlash from the black community from working with the Trump campaign on his platinum plan. which is a 2-page campaign promise to increase access to capital in the black community by almost $500 billion, in which Ice Cube says that he presented to both parties, the Trump administration and the Joe Biden campaign, said, hey, we'll get to it after the election. Trump was like, nah, we'll see what you're talking about right about now. So he went with the Trump campaign. So everybody been trolling, as you know. And most recently, Eric Trump went to social media and posted a Photoshop picture of Ice Cube and 50 Cent wearing custom MAGA hats. But Ice Cube responds and says, nigga, please, which I found was really funny because, you know, everybody's trolling him. And then you have Trump's son that tweets a picture with 50 Cent and Ice Cube. I'm waiting to see what 50 Cent says because I know he gonna say something crazy, too.
That was a setup, guys, I think I know Cube went. I know Cube had honest intentions because, you know, he's Ice Cube, and who are we to tell Ice Cube to meet or not meet with both presidential candidates? I get it. Trust me, I get it. But, you know, that's going to come with you deciding to meet with, you know, Make America Great Again people, man.
And it doesn't help that his campaign, his team is like stirring the pot. That they know is going to stir the pot with the black community, like this picture right here of him and 50 with Trump hats on, talking about two courageous Americans, Ice Cube and 50 Cent. But Ice Cube's answer was just funny. Nigga, please, was really funny to me. So that was that comment creeping right there. You got a little loose change, right, for the people.
All right, so listen, man. You know, in this day and age, I got to go to Yoda Future. Future Hive, hashtag Future Hive, we are here. And oftentimes I go to the tweets of most recent Future, but I decided to go throwback Future to June 11th, 2019. Sir Future said, no man ever did a real thing that was not in the beginning misunderstood. A new path is bound to be somewhat lonely. Stay humble, my G, stay humble. Words of Yoda Future Hendrix, a.k.a. Future Hive, and it came from Big Rory. Yeah, Future, stay humble, my G. No man ever did a real thing that was not in the beginning misunderstood. A new path is bound to be somewhat lonely. That was tweeted by Future on June 11th, 2019. It will be forever ingrained in our heads. If you're listening to right now, to the Baller Alert Show, that is Big Rory, and that's my loose change thoughts by Future. Free man! Hendrix. Thank you.
Child, that's word from the streets.
Do y'all know that meme of the little boy who's kind of looking both ways and in confusion? If you go on your gifts and say, just type in confusion, that is my face.
Free bands.
Every time you do this Future.
Free.
Child. I mean, he really be doing these Future-isms all the time. Robbery.
Bam.
What are they going to buy with this loose change right here? They
loose
can't buy a clue with this
Future. You can
future.
Buy some free bands. Free band.
Okay, until next time, people.
Baller alert!
The dream is real.